This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Hillsborough Mayor John Downs and Commissioner Chris Shearer. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. We are here to talk about an initiative that, Chris, you kind of started during the last administration of Hillsborough. It's carried over, and I think it's kind of developed some steam and momentum in this administration, and that is the HELP initiative, and it's designed to revitalize and renovate the downtown area of Hillsborough. Tell us a little bit, for those that don't know, this revitalization project.
Well, we started out last summer with a couple of buildings on Main Street that were dilapidated, deteriorating, and Mayor Barron at the time asked me to come up with a game plan for the two buildings. I conferred with the city attorney and in the meantime decided to solicit input from downtown stakeholders, business owners, and citizens from the community that were just otherwise interested in the development/revitalization of our downtown area. And through a series of meetings, we did some brainstorming, got a few ideas together, and took a break for the winter. And with the new city council being sworn in May, shortly after we were installed, Mayor Downs asked me to get the band back together, so to speak, get the people that were interested before and see if we could pick up where we left off. And we held a meeting a couple weeks ago and had positive turnout. And the general consensus was that we've talked about it long enough. It's time that we actually start doing things.
Mayor Downs, let's swing the mic over to you. Does it help? Because shortly after this project was unveiled, National Bank, big asset to the downtown area, announced plans that they were going to build a new banking center in Hillsborough. Did that kind of help, in your mind, speed the process along?
Absolutely, Tobin. What the National Bank is projecting to do on the west side of Main Street is going to be a tremendous asset to downtown Hillsborough. My concern is to the partial east side of Main Street, some buildings that are not in very good shape and need to be renovated, not only in the front but in the back, that we can make downtown Hillsborough look a lot better than what it is. It has been let go for a lot of years, and we have to bring it back. We can't let it continue in the condition that it's in, and with the bank going in there, I think that will help some people maybe take care of their buildings.
And I've noticed too, ever since that announcement, you're seeing a lot of business owners take the effort, power wash their buildings, make improvements to the outside, to make their buildings look nicer, and that's got to help in the project too. I guess it helped speed things along in that regards.
Yes it does. We just got done cleaning up the front of the Moose, and then it's ready to paint and going to have it painted. And there's a lot of things that is going to take place. We've had a new business move up on Main Street. One closed, but some people went in there, and that is helping also. There's just several things that are helping, but we just need to stay with it and continue to get the buildings that are run down back in decent shape.
Chris, let's go back to you. You had the Historic Preservation Committee. Are they going to be an integral part in this process? Who all will be involved with this?
The Historic Preservation Commission, they've got their own course to chart. And they individually, the individual members of the commission, they can certainly have as much of a role in this as they would like to. As far as the commission itself having a role in it, I would anticipate that they would be recommending that the Hillsborough City Council designate the downtown area as a historic district, and possibly the downtown business owners could realize benefits associated with that designation. But the Historic Preservation Commission, that's really their biggest charge. That's their biggest responsibility, is doing an inventory of our historical assets in Hillsborough and looking at areas that due to architecture, aesthetics, or a sense of community or whatever, ought to be designated as historical so that those features can be preserved.
You mentioned the historic downtown district or historic district. Is that process still ongoing? Because I know you were tempted about doing that, but you kind of went back again. Is the ball rolling towards making downtown historic district?
My understanding is that they are moving towards making that recommendation. They were just installed last summer, and so they're taking baby steps. I mean, they're getting their feet under them and familiarizing themselves with their responsibilities and what sort of things they can and can't do. Typically, from what I've seen in doing some internet research, usually the process is roughly an 18 to 24 month turnaround time for the creation of a historic preservation commission to actually getting all the things in line and in place that you should do first before branching off and designating things as landmarks or districts historically.
Mayor Downs, let's go back to you. When you ran for mayor, this was one of the priorities, along with the lakes and other things, that you had for the city to make it more feasible. Because I know so far this administration, you've clamped down on grass better be cut, this better be kept neat and tidy. You're trying to present a cleaner look for the borough.
Yes. I said that at the time, that Hillsborough was going to get cleaned up. It is being cleaned up. There are people that are taking care of their properties today that have not been taking care of them, and we have a lot more to go. We are going to clean up a lot more property.
You look at the city of Litchfield. They worked with Ameren on getting historical-looking lighting for the downtown area. Are you planning on maybe looking, once construction on the banking center for National Bank begins, you would think once everything's down, now would be the time to do it. Are you kind of tempted of talking with Ameren and say, hey, could we get some of that historical lighting for the downtown area here?
Well, I spoke with a couple of different Ameren representatives 2 years ago. I also spoke with some officials from Litchfield to share notes, so to speak. And I, from what I heard, they weren't involved in that program anymore. They didn't help with the historic lights. That there were some other hurdles too that made it just simply not feasible for us to pursue it at that time. If things get moving in the direction we hope that they do in downtown Hillsborough, there will be options available to us to do that sort of thing. But yes, absolutely, I'd like to see us get some historic looking lighting downtown. I work in Springfield, and their downtown area, they just put in their new lights a couple years ago, and it adds a completely different feel to the area.
Well, I'm glad to see things are moving in a right direction for revitalizing downtown Hillsborough. Best of luck for you on this project, and we'll definitely have you back in again and talk about this as more progresses with the HELP initiative. So I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming in, and I look forward to our chats in the future. And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Hillsborough Mayor John Downs and Commissioner Chris Scheer. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.